Hello there, and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday, the 1st of October, and as ever, three ideas to help you improve your business in around 3 minutes. First of all, congratulations to the European Ryder Cup team. What a performance. My only worry is, will we still be allowed in it in 2 years' time as a European team? I don't know if you know, it's National Customer Service Week this week, and again, there's a link on the website to have a look at the details of that, but I would argue every week needs to be Customer Service Week. But anyway, some interesting statistics are idea one. Some research from Salesforce report in their status of service report that 54% of consumers expect businesses to respond to their inquiries immediately, that's online. 80% felt that an instant reply to queries had a moderate to major influence on their loyalty. 71% identified access to 24/7 customer care as the main influence on their loyalty, while 69% emphasised the importance of a personalised care, a personalised offer. I think it's whether it's online or offline, some things you want to think about. How responsive are you? How personalised are you in your approach? How could you do this better? Idea two is to develop this. One of the key factors of success we see in customer-focused businesses is being easy to deal with and easy to buy from. And a fish and chip shop in Yorkshire actually translated its menu into Mandarin and Cantonese because the dish is so popular with Chinese tourists. Scott's Fish and Chip Shop near York says a traditional British meal has become a must for Chinese people visiting the historic city. And they actually come to the shop, and actually the last 2 years have seen a huge increase in the number of bookings being made by Chinese tourist guides. So they've actually made sure that their menu is translated into Chinese so they can understand it. And I reckon this actually worked really, really well, as they've seen a 15-fold increase in the number of Chinese coach parties visiting the restaurant. So, how easy are you in every aspect of what you do? There's a toolkit you can download called Stand in Your Own Queues, which maybe gets you to have a look at this. Because one of the things for me when we see this is, are you focusing on your customers in every single part of the journey? And idea three, people empowerment. That's one of those buzzwords everybody talks about. Oh, Andy, we've empowered our staff to delight our customers. Turns out they were sent on a training course 15 minutes, 4 years ago. And what we actually see in the best businesses is that people aren't just empowered, but they're enabled and encouraged to actually do it. And one of the things you might want to think about is, how can your people solve a customer's problem, spot a customer's problem, without having a manager to look at them? For example, at Timpson's, their staff are empowered to spend up to £500 to solve a customer's problem without talking to a manager. Ritz-Carlton Hotels, it's $2,000. I'm not saying people have to be able to give away $500 or $2,000, but one of the things you might want to think about is, are your people empowered? But are they enabled? Do you give them the training, the support to do it, give them the permission to make it work? You'll actually see that to maybe help you do this, I've put some toolkits on the andyhanselman.com website. You can download them to help you look at standing in your own queues, create customer delight, and also to empower your people. Have a great week and enjoy National Customer Service Week. As I said, make sure it's that week, every week. Bye.